actually need it, and this, like, if nothing's going to change, which I really hope it does, that could also help instead of just giving money, because...
You're listening to
WGXC Accra
Hudson Catskill
90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Green and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
On Monday, August 8th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the air at 90.7 FM WGXC. Including at 10 a.m., you can hop on the Afrosonic Taxi. This week, listening in with Mayua Sykes, Muri Sangria, and Nedia Gangora.
Feeling sure, feeling clear, feeling positive, feeling free and complete, felt the love you give. No, you won't ever leave me. I'm positive, positive, yeah, I'm positive. Feeling sure, feeling clear, feeling positive, feeling free and complete, felt the love. On the throne, on the throne of my life, he tells me all the wrong lefts, and when they go right, he's a king, he's a god, he's a big ass, he's a truth, he's a lie, he's a real ass. When he tells me he loves me, I feel it. Ain't nobody on this earth that can steal it. So I'm
feeling sure, feeling clear, feeling positive,
said I'm feeling, in the mess, so I made up in my mind, smile more, stress less, gave it all to God and he gave me a blessing. He's a king, he's a god, he's a big ass, he's a truth, he's a lie, he's a real ass. When he tells me he loves me, I'm feeling, ain't nobody on this earth that can steal it. So I'm
feeling clear, feeling positive,
feeling free and
positive. Yes, yes, yes. Oh my gosh. Y'all know, beloved, the sign of the cross is a plus. It's a plus sign. Plus sign is a positive sign. Get those positive vibes today. Don't know where you've been or what you've been through, but we're sending positive love, positive energy out there to you. You feeling positive too? You feeling positive too? You feeling positive too, Brother Randall? Amen.
I am indeed, as I hope our viewers are.
Amen. And you know, hallelujah. Now, there's some things we want them to be negative. We want some of the medical tests to come back negative. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. But praise be to God. In God, we're feeling positive. This is Pastor Kim. You didn't know. And this is the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. Yes, WGXC.org online all the time. Hallelujah. So glad to be back. So glad to be here with you all again. How you feeling, Mr. Martin Randall, audio engineer extraordinaire? How you feeling?
I'm doing well, coping with the heat and all of the sickness. There's monkeypox out there. There's COVID still out there. We all got to still be careful.
We got to be careful, you know. And I've relaxed my mask thing and the monkeypox thing. You know, they saying it's skin-to-skin contact. I'm a hugger. I'm a kisser, I'm a hand holder, you know, so I got to retrain my brain again, you know, and it's just so weird to have to go back to that. But beloved, we have to be cautious and take proper precautions, okay? We can be cautious and take proper precautions without becoming negative, without becoming, you know, downcast, all right? Let's keep it positive. That's the sign of the cross, beloved. Hallelujah. The plus sign. God's got us. Yes, he does. And he told us about these things that were going to take place, that we would not be unawares and caught off guard, right? Now, if we choose not to follow what he said, we choose not to read and listen and hear what he's saying, then, you know, that's on us. It ain't on God, right? But we're here to do what we do for you and give you the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Music with a message. Hallelujah. So glad there's so many wonderful artists out there living the life and walking the walk and singing the talk about life in Jesus Christ. We have for you a lineup today, 7 songs, 33 minutes back to back today. Wait for You by G.E.T. Legacy, featuring Siobhan Stewart, Aaron Sledge, and Nissan Stewart. Until Grace, Taryn Wells, featuring Gary LeVeau of Rascal Flatts. There Is God from Pastor Donnie McKirkland. Great Jehovah, J.J. Harrison. Your Way Is Better, Mr. Marvin Sapp. You Will Remain, Anthony Evans. Same God, Ty Tribbett. And after that, I'll be back with a spiritual moment, a spiritual commentary for today. Take it away, Mr. Audio Engineer Extraordinaire.
Let Your will be done. I know You hear us when we pray. So I know we'll overcome. Till then, we'll wait for You. So we'll wait for You. We'll wait.
Patience is something that I'm working, but I'll be the first witness. You can do it.
Was broken, but there was no one that I could tell. Praying felt like I was throwing pennies in a wishing well. And I started believing I was cursed to carry this well. I was listing the reasons of why I should walk away until grace. Until grace found me, until grace broke these chains. Oh, I didn't know I could be free until grace found, your grace found me.
Would you help me welcome my friend from Rascal Flatts, Gary LaVox?
I might be looking at a future full of question marks, but I don't have to have all of the answers if you have my heart. In you, I'm finding redemption a little more with every breath. Brand new like the morning, and I'll never forget.
Nobody else. everybody say,
He is
Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh. He's the God that heals, He's the God that saves.
We serve a strong God. He's a mighty God. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Sinkenu. He is Jehovah Rapha. He's a great God. And we give Him praise. Hallelujah.
You are God, and You're in control. Seated high, You are Lord of all. Judah.
You are God.
But come on, we call Him. Things will change.
Things will change
when we call,
when we call
on Thy name. Great Jehovah. Things will change.
Things will change
when we call,
when we call
on Thy name. Great Jehovah. Things will change.
We'll
change.
Things will change
when we call.
we won't stop praising great Jehovah. Hallelujah, Lord of Lords. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are listening to The Bright Side. There's a bright side right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. We are listener-supported radio for open ears, open hearts, open minds. And this is WGXC.org. Listen, for music, you will remain Mr. Anthony Evans, Same God, Ty Tribbett. After that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
finish. We about to come back in.
You are with me. You are with me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You will remain. Yes, God ain't going nowhere. Praise be to God. Aren't you glad about that? He said, I'll be with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I am a very present help in the time of trouble. God tell us there's going to be trouble. John 16 and 33. In this world, you will have tribulation. You will have trouble. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Now, to get into the whole theological points that are being made in that one statement by Jesus Christ, I don't have time right now. Because I have something else on my mind I want to share, I want to talk to you about. And I'm talking to a specific group of people. And this may not be you, but it may be somebody you know. It might help you help them. It might help you understand them a little better, help them understand themselves a little better. It might help you understand yourself a little better if you're that person that I'm talking to today. I want to talk to the chosen. I want to talk to people who are chosen. They are chosen by God. You might be chosen and not even know it. You might have been chosen before you even really knew God. Maybe you grew up in a household that was practicing something else. So you didn't hear about God. You didn't hear about God's word. You didn't hear the Bible read, or you didn't read the Bible for yourself. Doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that God hasn't chosen you. It might be the case that you did go to Sunday school, go to church, but you know, it really wasn't having an impact on you. You were showing up and you were listening. Maybe you enjoyed the music. Maybe sometimes you got a message out of the preaching. Sometimes maybe you just sat in the back as a child. I remember sitting in the church, sitting in the back, laughing at the older folks, passing notes between ourselves. Now folks don't pass notes anymore. They pass their cell phones. See this, look at that. But doesn't mean that you're not a chosen one. And so I want to talk a little bit about what it is to be a chosen one. Because, you know, the Bible tells us in Matthew 22 and 14 that there are few that are chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen, all right? And then the Bible also tells us in 1 Peter and 2 and 9 that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, a peculiar people. Hallelujah. And these things exist as characteristics, I guess, or maybe even attributes of being a chosen one. I know that I have a particular family member who's a chosen one. I come from a lineage through divorce. I didn't know that till I was already pastoring, that I come from a lineage of preachers. So my chosenness and my chosen vessel journey, you know, aligns with that now as I look back in retrospect, okay? So the Lord just put on my heart to talk to the chosen. first of all, my chosenness, my call, God's call on my life for a reason and a purpose that's different from most, a lot of people, didn't really kick in or happen until I asked God for his Holy Spirit to come into my life. All right. And so one of the things that will help you understand and know if you're a chosen person is when you get to that point and you ask the Holy Spirit to come into your life. I read and heard, my ears began to open up in a service one day, and I heard the pastor say that we are, our bodies are temples for the Spirit of God. And truly, when we go back to the book of Genesis, when God created man in his own image and likeness, he breathed into us and made us a living soul. He imparted his Spirit into us. And that connection to the Spirit of God in us was marred early on in the process because of sin, because of listening to Satan, his lies, his tactics, his deceptions, wild us and waned us away from our connectedness by the Spirit of God. And so we have the knowledge of the evil spirit, or the knowledge of evil. Satan told Adam and Eve, if you eat this, you'll have the knowledge of good and evil, and you'll be like God. They were already like God. See how subtle and crafty he is?
they were already like God, but they hadn't really grasped that knowledge. And so they came into the knowledge of this other realm, of this realm that's called evil. And so the evil spirit, you know, will always fight to have predominance in our lives. The evil spirit does not want to release us to live in the fullness of God's likeness, right? In the image and likeness of God. And so we have all this wickedness going on in the world, all this evil going on in the world, a lot of things that people blame God for, but it's really the workers of evil and the presence of evil and the powers of evil at work, right? And people say, well, you know, well, God knows all this. Why doesn't he do something? But he gave us dominion and authority in the earth for us to do something. And so oftentimes God will, you know, choose some folk to help to educate people so that we can change, educate us so that we can grow, okay? And so my journey, and it'd be the same for most, not all, is that, you know, the gift of the Holy Spirit, that we come into this knowledge of it. Remember in the Bible when God was calling Samuel, and he said, you know, here I am, Lord. He kept hearing him, and he thought the prophet was calling him, but it was God that was calling him, right? And then he said, oh, even Mary, you know, the Holy Spirit, the angel came to her and told her that, you know, you're going to conceive by the power of the Holy Spirit. And she said, well, be it unto me. So, you know, it's a necessity to invite the Holy Spirit of God to come in. And when the Holy Spirit comes in, we don't live like we used to live. You know, I used to close up the clubs and the bars and, you know, just live that life, you know, six nights a week. Maybe I rested on one night of the week. It wasn't Sunday, because Sunday was, you know, reduced rates, praise God. But like 6 days a week, I'd be out there, you know, and drinking and drugging and all the other stuff that comes in that lifestyle, particularly back in the 1970s, right? And so, you know, when the Holy Spirit came in, I had no more a desire to do those things. And no more taste for those things either, right? And you begin to see life differently and want to live differently. And, yeah, you know, you might mess up or trip up, you know, trying to go back to something that, you know, you don't need to be involved in anymore. Or the adversary might set a trap or a snare for you, and you might, you know, stumble into it, fall into it, walk into it with eyes wide open, right? But you'll know almost immediately, you know, and you'll not feel right about it, not feel good about it. And that's presence of the Holy Spirit. And also part of being chosen is that people, you know, they're not going to get you all the time, right? And sometimes people are going to look down on you. You know, someone said that you'll be the black sheep of your family. And I wasn't per se the black sheep of my family, but there were times I was black sheep in the family of God. You know, there were other believers and other Christians and other spiritual religious leaders who didn't get me, you know. And so people will look down on you, and, you know, and you're wondering, you know, why you don't get accepted? Why don't you get respected? That's part of the chosenness journey. And I think, and someone has said this, and I think it's true, you know, that God will put you through being rejected, and so that when he gives you something to say that might not be popular or popularly received, you can say it, because, you know, if they don't like you, so what? Because you've already been there, done that, got the T-shirt, right? That's part of being chosen, beloved. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't have to look down on yourself. You don't have to think negatively or less of yourself when other people don't appreciate or don't respect you, because they just don't get you, all right? Another part of being chosen is that the things of this world, the Bible says they grow strangely dim, you know, and there are people who will even hate you because of the light in your life, right? The light of God, the light of Christ in your life shines in such a way that, you know, some people say they get blinded by the light. They get blinded by the goodness in you. They get blinded by, you know, your aspirations to live a life that pleases God or serves God or blesses God and blesses people. And so they find things to, you know, challenge you on. They find things to charge you on. There'll be some, you know, false accusations against you. You can be slandered. There'll be gossiping about you, you know. and there's a poem. I'm not sure how it all goes, but it says something about not pandering at the pool of popularity, not walking in the middle of mediocrity. You know, don't dim your light. Don't try to be less than and play small for acceptance, because if you're chosen, people are not going to get you sometimes. And that also speaks to the isolation, the path of isolation, because as a chosen one, you got to be prepared for isolation. I remember before I gave my life to God, man, everybody would call me. There's a party over here. There's a party over there. You know, I'd be the first call, you know, probably the first pickup, you know, along the way. And then all of a sudden the call stopped coming. I couldn't understand it. You know, and even now there are periods where I find myself in isolation. And so, but that's a good place to be in, because it means God is working on you, or he's giving you more energy. Because when you're involved with a lot of people, a lot of times it will take energy out of you. Virtue will come out of you. And so as a chosen person, you got to be prepared that there'll be times of isolation. You're going to be attacked. You're going to be attacked by the devil. A guy said, did you know that there's a quote that thieves don't break into empty homes? Thieves don't break into empty homes. When you got something and God has put something in you, the enemy's going to come for it, you know. But the Lord tells us, you know, to put on the full armor of God. And in Luke, he tells us, Luke chapter 10, he tells us you power over all the power of the enemy. You know, and so we can't do this thing on our own. People will tell you also when you're a chosen vessel, people will tell you. People used to tell me things about, you know, myself and what God was going to do in my life. And they could see stuff, you know, that I did not see. Right. Other chosen vessels, they could see stuff in me that I did not see. Well, this today, beloved, you know, because of the times that we're in, there are chosen vessels out here. There are people that God is showing what is and what is to come. There are people who God has raised up and will be raising up. And you might live with a chosen person. You might be looking at why are they so different from everybody else, and why do they look at things like this, and how come they don't, you know, they isolate themselves sometimes, or you know, what's going on? Well, maybe they're chosen. Maybe they're chosen. All right. So listen, this is my spiritual social commentary for today. Many are called, but few are chosen. But listen, of those that are chosen, you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You are a peculiar person. You are part of a holy nation. Oh, proclaim the praises of him who called you, beloved. Embrace it. Ah, hallelujah. And you're going to be all right. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus, and through it all, I've learned to trust in God. Beloved, trust God. He's got you. God loves you, and I do too. We have more music for you from Mr. Andre Crouch, Through It All. After that, I'll come back with a closing comment and a last song. So here we go.
Through it all.
Sickness and pain, sunshine and rain,
through it all,
I've learned to depend upon it. So now I thank God for every mountain. And I thank him for the valleys. And I thank him for those storms already brought me through. Yeah. If I never had a problem, I never knew that God could solve them. I would never know what faith in his word could do.
Yeah.
Now I tell you, if you at
all,
trust in Jesus,
I've learned to trust in God.
For the hard times.
tell me, know that I love. Oh yeah.
Sing it again,
let me tell you that.
I love it through it all. I know there's a witness out there. Yes, through it all. You've learned to depend on Jesus. You've learned to trust in God. Well, I thank God for Jesus. And I thank God for, the opportunity to be here with you. And I pray that you will go and grow in grace. Listen, beloved, remember never to forget, God loves you. And so do I, but God loves you more and God loves you best. In that knowledge, rest no matter what comes, hell and high water. Rest in that knowledge and be blessed. Stay blessed. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. I'm getting ready to get out of here. I want to remind you about the Sankofa Black Art Cultural Festival is happening here in Hudson on next weekend, next Sunday at 2 o'clock. Their parade begins at the 7th Park and will come down to the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park for a celebration of sunset service. Pastor Suzette Turpin from the Second Baptist Church, I believe, is the guest speaker. Come on out, bring the family and bring the kids. They'll be sent to everybody. If your birthday's in August, I want to say happy birthday to you too. And love it, please. There'll be storms in life. Don't quit in the dip. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm out with the last song from Mr. Kirk Franklin. There's a blessing in the storm. God bless you. Feel better, Bernadette.
This album is dedicated to everybody that's been good to me. I hope you've enjoyed this record. I hope it's ministered to your heart and soul. Please continue to keep us in your prayers. And we'll be praying for your family too. I just got one more thing I want to leave with you. If you're going through something, family.
When I cannot feel sparrows sing, when I cannot feel the melody, there's a secret place that's full of grace.
Yes,
there's a blessing in the storm.
Yes, it is.
Help me sing it. There's a blessing in the storm.
Some of y'all wouldn't pray if you didn't go through something. When you go through something, that's where you meet Jesus. Can I get a witness in here? And listen, if you're really sick in your body and feel like giving up, listen.